I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we are starting season 6 of Downton Abbey. It is the last season of Downton Abbey, Emily.
We made it, motherfuckers.
I can't. I'm so sad. Like, I mean, I think I'm going to say that throughout.
You're sad?
I'm so sad because I don't want this to end. I really thought that these were beefed up. Oh my God. I we'll talk more about how we feel about this later, but we, you know, had an ending last season with, you know, kind of some ups and downs. We're in the gray area with Bates, so we're going to find out more about that and Anna's trial and everything. She's out because Bates said he was the one who did it, but then they got Bates out. And it was a whole thing, so.
It was a whole thing.
But everything else was pretty tied up. You know, Marigold is accepted as another child of the family. Thomas is not being a bitch for once. Last season, he was actually okay.
He was being less of a bitch, yes.
What else happened?
Mary met Matthew Good's character, Henry. Yeah.
That's right. His name? Yeah, I think it is Henry.
So we're going to have hopefully more of that.
Ooh. I don't know. I feel like Rose won't be in this season. I don't know. I'm guessing that her story's kind of done now.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I wouldn't be surprised if she made her farewell, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's off and married now. So,
but you know, I guess we'll find out. New season, new stuff, right?
New season, who dis? New season.
That is all right, such let's get an started. Old slang.
New phone, who dis? All right, here we go. I'm running things today, so I apologize in advance. Let's start.
I'll let you know how the sound is when you start.
Okay.
A tiny bit louder. Okay, that's good. All right. Who's that Michael Fox person in the... Oh, is that the new guy? That's right, the new guy from London came to work officially at the house.
Oh, God, so many dogs. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, you can actually turn it down just a little bit. Oh, my God, there's so many dogs. Do you have your tech captions on?
I don't know.
This is the hunt.
Yeah, it looks like it.
All right. Bates is there. Mosley's there.
Mosley's there. Oh,
doggies are there. Oh, Mosley is getting tripped up.
Oh, he's tripping. He's tripping.
New guy's there.
Oh, yeah, there's a new guy.
New James, I'd like to call him. He's walking up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
You should be at this board meeting.
They look like Mounties.
You're a trustee and the patron. Why are they coming here? I don't know exactly. I suppose they have something they want to tell us. But
this fun jacket Robert's wearing.
They obviously need more money.
Right, we're off. See you later.
Oh, like there's a horn?
Is that a horn?
Brr!
This lady just walked up, so she's going to have something going on.
She's going to have something to say. Oh.
Who's that? It's not one of the farmer's wives, is it?
No, I don't think so. Do you really like riding like that? When a side saddle is so much more graceful.
Oh.
So much more dangerous.
It is.
Is Mama right? You're dodging the hospital meeting?
Only a little bit.
It's the hospital meeting.
Oh, we were doing something with the hospital. 1925! It's been a while since we had a year.
May I be of assistance?
No, thank you.
New lady.
Well, I expect you'll want to get started.
Started at what?
Following the hunt. If you go with the others, they'll show you where you can watch them jump the brook.
I see. Thank you very much.
What?
He kind of just told her off, like, don't linger around the house with them not here. All right, the children are around watching Mrs. Patmore cook.
You can both lick the bone.
Oh, we're making a cake.
Was it your first meat?
There's not much hunting in Bayswater.
Andy, go back and check that everything's come down.
I think it has, Mrs. Hughes.
Never hurts to check.
He's a nice boy.
He is. And I think
Mrs. Hughes' hair gotten lighter?
Yes.
I should let him find his own way, Mr. Banner.
I like it.
And I have a piggyback.
Aww. All right, then. But not for long.
Thomas piggyback? Oh my god. This is too cute.
All aboard! And off we go!
Little Georgie and little Marigold.
Oh my goodness. That's so cute.
It's harder with no kitchen maid, you know.
Have you settled on a date yet?
Date? Oh, you mean for the wedding?
Oh, that's right. Hughes and Carson are getting married.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
She did get more makeup, I think, as well.
They're off. Back on the hunt. They're racing.
If you didn't hear by all the horse hooves, that's what's going on right now. Along with the illustrious
That's
music.
That's not a lightning storm. It's horses.
Mary's having a good time.
Hey, you can't gallop while doing side saddle. You crazy?
Mrs.
What are you doing up here?
The button came off my cuff. I thought I'd mend it before things got busy. Shall we go down?
Before we do, I wish you'd tell me what's wrong.
Whatever makes you say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what's wrong? Something's wrong.
Well, does she not want to get married? She's maybe worried. She's probably got something silly that she's worried about.
You'll see I'm being stupid.
Like I said.
Maybe you are.
Maybe. You see, when I accepted Mr. Carson...
I was drunk.
Mean it.
Oh, yes, I did. He's a very...
You didn't mean
very
it.
...very dear man.
So what's the problem?
I hadn't fully considered all the aspects of marriage, of what I was getting
into. Getting physical?
I don't understand.
What getting physical.
We know each other better than most couples at the start. Oh, my lord. You mean...
Yes.
Yes.
That is precisely what I mean.
Oh, my God.
Well, what? There's nothing so terrible about it, is there? So they say. Oh, I wouldn't know, of course.
Mrs. Patmore, look at me. I'm a woman in late middle age.
No, don't say late.
It's not bad looking as a girl, if you can believe it.
Very easily.
But these days, I'm not sure I can let her... see me as I am now.
Oh, no.
She can keep the lights off.
That is not helpful.
Do you feel the same?
Yeah. He's
clapped eyes on him without his togs for years, except the doctor.
Good point. Very good point.
That is true.
Maybe he'd prefer us to leave that side of things alone.
No, come on, chat
like
about it.
Brother and sister, you mean?
A very loving brother and sister.
And that's what you want?
I don't know what I want. Except not to feel embarrassed and absurd.
Oh.
Is this why you've not fixed the date?
I think we should be clear about what we're doing.
Okay.
Yes.
Or not
talk about it.
The trouble is
maybe discuss this
conversation I can have with him.
You
yes,
can.
It is.
You're going to be marrying him.
I'm not suggesting I try.
Oh,
what?
My God, no. Don't
no.
do that.
What?
No. This situation.
Commissions in my time, but
it would be such a weight off my mind.
No. That is so inappropriate.
Oh, God. Oy, oy, oy. The impropriety
what?
Of this stuff.
to him has happened?
Nothing. I'm starting a cold.
You
better get on.
You okay, Anna?
Oh gosh, she's crying.
When is she
over
not
Mr. Bits? That horn.
The dogs, the dogs. You gotta tell them where to go.
Oh my gosh, they are going. They're gonna scare everything away.
Budget's higher for the someone's flying through the trees.
Oh, oh, there's a lady. What is she up to?
I love the little music note. Like, there's just music going on here. Going under a bridge, through the water. I mean, it is pretty cool. Mary sees the lady.
Oh!
And she falls off her horse. Into the mud.
Of course.
Oh, gosh.
No bones broken anyway. Thanks to nice Mr. Fairclough here.
Very kind of you, Fairclough. Good to see you, Ab.
I never like to miss a day's hunt when it's on my doorstep. Shall I take you back to the house, my lady?
Certainly not. If you can just give me a hand up.
Lady is staring very creepily at Mary. Something
what
is going
is
on.
That?
Oh, no.
What does she want?
I'm not taking any sort of
time. Edith, talking on the phone.
Just reminding you of the deadline.
Edith is so good at using
Thank
the phone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
She's the...
Trouble at mill.
My editor, Mr. Skinner, again.
What's the problem?
Everything's a problem. No, that's not quite true. I think the problem is me.
Oh, I love stress.
Doesn't like working for a woman.
It's very cute.
What is that?
I suppose you're right, not selling up and taking the money.
I think I am.
Andrew, please ask Mrs. Hughes to organize tea for... I'm not sure. Can you count them as they arrive?
Very good, m'lady.
When did you
this
learn
Andy
about
guy is
this?
So cute.
What do you mean? Well, you seem to be in possession of the facts. When it's the
this
first
is
time
oh,
we've heard of
Lord
it.
Merton's there.
The fact is,
wait,
that the
it.
Royal Yorkshire County Hospital.
Okay, but we're at the hospital meeting. But
yes.
I had it under the impression that Isabel, who's also there, would not have to see Lord Merton again after they broke up. But there they are, sitting next to each other.
Yeah, they are.
Wow. Okay, so something is happening with the hospital, and Violet is the one who is leading this.
Yeah, someone wants to take over the hospital, apparently. All right.
Wants to take over our little hospital, which is outrageous.
Oh, somebody's going to buy out
the
hospital.
It's not as simple as that.
Why not?
Well, because there may be benefits for the village. If we form such a partnership, our patients would have access to more modern equipment, to more advanced treatments.
Our fundraising would be more efficient. And the price of the fundraising would be to lose all control and to become the tools of a faceless committee in York. What matters more, health or power? What matters is to have power over the maintenance of our own health.
Ladies, ladies, please. Lady Grantham is right. Our independence is surely not something we should just abandon without a second thought.
How did you find out about this? They wrote to me. Who did? I'm the hospital almoner. Nobody's written to me.
Mm. Well, ever since you took that position, you talk as if you run the place.
I do run the place. Or at least I know every detail of how it's run.
Oh, my God.
And I ought to be told about any proposed changes.
You're being told now.
If you must know, it was a friend on the board in York who whispered it to me. They'll write to all of us soon. So you want to protect your power at the expense of the patients? I want to protect the patients at the expense of my power.
And may the best man win.
Oh my God, they're back to quibbling.
I'm
These
glad
two.
We agree on this.
Ugh. Don't let's make too much of it.
So why is Merton there?
I guess he's part of the community, so he can say he's part of the hospital community. And that was a part of why they liked each other in the first place, because he was interested in hospital stuff.
Mm. Okay.
All right, after the hunt. They're walking through the town, apparently, for some reason.
Mary's still wearing her soiled jacket. She fell in the mud.
I'm going in. I'm completely whacked. Don't tell your mother.
Can you make sure he doesn't tumble up down? Okay. He did well.
Yes, ma'am.
give him a rub down. He did a really good job throwing me off.
Lady!
Okay, creepy lady's there.
Who is this? Talk to her. We need to know.
Who are you?
Lisa Bevan. Don't you know the Lady Mary? Because I know you.
No, I do not know you.
And I suppose you've forgotten the Grand Hotel in Liverpool too, my lady. And then I just spent
what?
There with Viscount Gillingham.
I was a what? Chambermaid. Excuse me?
Invisible to people like you.
Oh, no, she's going to...
This is all nonsense. You've no proof.
Don't be silly. You don't know what I've got. To start with, I've got a page from the register.
Then you are a thief.
Yes, I am a thief. And I want £1,000 to keep my mouth shut.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
We'll see how ridiculous it is.
Oh, my
God. I'm going now. But I'll be back.
What?
Don't bother. You're not the first person who's tried to blackmail me.
That is...
You know how it works.
So true.
I will be back.
Oh, my God.
What?
Why is she going to... You know who she should contact is...
They're not worth as much.
Is Gillingham. Well, she should contact Gillingham. And then Gillingham should pay. Because he's, you know, involved in this too.
I mean, yes, but he's not going to get as much of a slap on the wrist as Mary is.
That's for sure.
For the whole scandalous event. She'll be the one hurt here.
Yeah.
Not him. All right, we're back downstairs with the Bateses. Looks like Anna's sewing.
They would be to me.
Oh, I'm worn out. Give me some tea.
You let those children run you ragged.
Thank you. I've had Miss Marigold on my back since luncheon.
How lucky is that child?
Why'd you say that?
Well, what was she? A farmer's daughter. Until she caught the eye of Lady Edith. Yep. Now she'll grow up in the bosom of a great family and no doubt live her life accordingly.
Don't believe Miss Marigold has any greater guarantee of happiness.
What is going on with Anna?
That's Lady Mary back from the hunt.
She's frustrated, probably because Bates is still under spotlight.
Will that be all, my lord?
Yes, thank you.
In the library? At least
there is something. This is part of a larger conversation. But at some point, we need to discuss future staffing requirements at Downton.
We have cut down quite a bit, my lord. We've only got one whole boy and two housemaids.
One whole boy. It's really sounding like whole boy. Said whole boy. No not whole boy.
My estate's working well, thanks to Mr. Crawley and Mr. Branson, but I don't like to feel out of step.
Oh, yeah, and Branson's gone.
As a matter
That's right.
of fact,
yeah,
both he did the leave. Housemaids have handed in their notice.
I already miss him.
I was going to tell you.
Oh shit, people are leaving.
Happy? I hope not.
No. One is leaving to get married, which we knew was coming, and Madge has found a job in a shop. Better than working here.
Okay.
She says that her young man wants it to be free in the evenings.
Yeah,
I must ask you to remember, my lord, that there were 6 footmen when I first came here and 5 housemaids. Now we've got 2 of each and no kitchen maids at all. We must run this place as it should be run.
I'm not asking you to wield a scythe, but I mean, who has an under-butler these days? If I could stop history in its tracks, maybe I would. But I can't, Carson. Nor you, nor I can hold back time.
Unfortunately.
The Dowager Countess has arrived, my lord.
Challenge accepted.
And she definitely waited on you.
Oh, what does it matter? She knows I was there with Lord Gillingham.
Are you going to pay her?
£1,000? Don't be mad. If I pay her, she'll only come back.
That's true.
What will you do then?
Nothing until I have to. Why should a paper print it anyway?
Earl's daughter in love tryst with married Viscount.
He wasn't married then, nor was I.
He was married now.
Still a good story.
Anyway, what about your story? Is there any more news? You must still be on bail, else you'd have told me.
We both are in a way. At least, I'm on bail and he's on tenterhooks. Until they decide if they can make a case against either of us.
What does Sergeant Willis say?
Nothing. And Mr. Willis isn't unkind. He'd have told us if it was over.
No wonder you're upset.
Why'd you say that?
You just seemed a bit down in the mouth when you came in.
Really bad at hiding
it. Never mind
it.
Me.
Chica.
Now, what should
and
do
she's
about your hair?
Lashing out at everyone.
You'll be very late going down.
I wouldn't have washed it, but I came off and it was full of mud. You'll just have to do your best.
You're very quiet.
Oh, I've got a lot on my mind.
A problem shared.
Trying to figure out how to talk to Mr. Carson about sex.
Oh, there you are. Those little desserts. So cute.
Oh my God, they're so cute.
So I'll announce it when you're ready.
No, I'm ready now. The first course is cold, so it's already up there.
Very good.
Mr. Carson, could I have a word when you're done for the night?
May I know what about?
I'll tell you then. It's nothing bad. At least. What? No. I'll tell you then.
Oh my God.
Oh goodness. Why is it Mrs. Hughes talking about this with him?
She's embarrassed.
I'm sure he didn't.
Only it seemed to put you in a strange mood.
Boot room.
Did it?
It's ironic. So many children in need of a home.
Good happens in a boot room.
So many homes in need of a child.
Oh no. Is she pregnant or she can't have kids? Something's up. It has to do with children. It definitely does.
My darling, what have I said?
Oh, no. Nothing good happens to the boot room. It's your fault.
Oh, no. I thought I was pregnant.
No!
Oh, no.
And then this morning.
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, anyway, now I'm not.
Oh no.
Yeah, she should have said something.
I didn't want to get your hopes up.
You want to know that it happened?
But you see, I was.
Oh.
Because it's happened before, twice.
What? Oh, why didn't you tell your husband?
I'm not able.
God.
There is no proof of that. And if you're not, you're not. We'll be all right.
Oh my goodness.
I've let you down.
Oh no.
These two do not communicate.
They really do have an issue, yeah.
You could never let me down. Besides, we've had so many troubles. There isn't a couple.
Oh, that's an understatement. Jesus.
That's understatement of the century, dude. You two still have troubles.
Yeah, your
whole relationship is just non-stop trouble.
He's found a flat with the garden, and Sibby's happy at her school.
Speaking in an American accent.
Poor Tom. If he was a fish out of water here, what is he in Boston?
A fish back in water, I should have thought. There's a tremendous Irish community there. If you ask me, he's landed on his feet.
How is the search going for his replacement?
We've hardly started, really.
We haven't started at all. We don't need a replacement.
Why not?
Because I'm his replacement. I'm going to be the new agent.
You're what?
We've worked together since he came back from Dublin. Why shouldn't I?
Quite right. What about the heavy lifting?
Quite right.
I think I can lift quite as much as sad old Mr. Jarvis before Matthew chased him away.
Brains count for more than muscles.
Long live women's rights and all that, but it's not a good idea to take on a job that wears you out.
I'm doing it now, aren't I?
Yes, but you'll be dead by the year's end if there's no let up.
I suppose we only know what we're capable of.
Is that true? I don't think that's true.
We certainly know what you're capable of.
I think Mary would be fine.
Yeah, a man can do it, so can she.
Isabel, what's Granny done wrong?
We're going to have a fight about the running of the hospital, and she began it by concealing the facts.
Oh, dear.
It seems to me we should call
and waste your time.
Oh, dear.
It's
love Mary's hair.
Between me and Cousin Isabel.
We can't have the president in a tug of war against the almoner.
We can if it's needed.
With poor old Clarkson as the rope.
Oh. Okay, oh gosh, it's here's time. A conversation with the snapper. A
good time.
Let's have us talk to Carson.
Some of this?
No, thank you. The thing is, I've been speaking to Mrs. Hughes about your marriage.
Oh, yes.
And I was wondering about... Well, at least we were both discussing...
I was
wondering. ...terms on which you intend to live.
Good terms, I hope. Are you sure?
Go on, then.
You're going to need some wine for this.
We were talking of how it will be sharing your life after so many years on your own.
Sharing your bed.
Of it, I agree.
Oh my God, because this is bad work.
You've got used to doing things in a certain way.
It's true, I have.
Alone?
I like to think that I'm not too old to change.
No, of course not. But do you expect to share
a bed?
Way of life.
Oh my gosh, not specific enough.
I suppose.
So, what can I do for you?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It was very nice having a little chat. And thank you for the call.
Mrs. Hughes, putting her in this position. I mean, God.
She shouldn't have to have been the one to do that.
You sound like a governess in fear of dismissal.
You sound like a guilty party who's trying to throw me off the scent.
There is something on your mind, Robert. You seem a bit troubled lately.
Do I? Well, maybe I am. To be honest, I'm starting to ask myself how much longer we can go on with it all.
We'll go on with what?
Downton. Oh!
You're not in difficulties, are you?
Oh, my God.
But a butler, under-butler, footman, ladies' maids, to say nothing of the housemaids, the kitchen, the laundry, the garden.
Oh, my God.
You think it's a bit too much in 1925?
The wage bill is three times what it was before the war. Soon it will be worse. And anyway, who lives as we used to now?
I don't think you'll see much change at the palace.
The royal family, but then, the dukes, some others, and good luck.
Two people.
But most people are cutting down.
It seems hard that men and women should lose their livelihoods because it's gone out of fashion.
But what if they could find work?
Well, how many do you see going?
I don't know, but some.
Oh, sure. Stand there with the jacket.
Ooh, Mary's hair looks great.
I know I said that earlier at dinner.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Is this your editor?
Partly him. I must get him back on track. But my tenants also moving out at the end of the month.
Out of Michael Gregson's flat?
Out of my flat. But anyway, I'm not quite sure what to do. Should I smarten it up and let it out again, or would it be good for me to have my own London base?
It's a thought.
I think you should. What's the problem? You love London.
Good night.
Yeah. Edith, go to London. Live in London.
She hates her sister, so what's keeping her there?
she hates being home.
What will she get up to?
At her age, she's entitled to get up to something.
But she wouldn't take Marigold with her.
Why do you ask?
Of course she would.
Just worry about you. I'm your father. It's allowed.
What makes you think anything's the matter?
Oh, my God. Because your dad is allowed to ask.
Always the matter.
Did you enjoy it?
Your dad asks you how you're doing. That's just what he does.
I'm afraid the times are catching.
Oh, we still got Danker.
Too, as they were bound to, I suppose.
How do you mean, lady?
Well, the way they run things there.
You're not going to lay off staff.
Don't say anything.
Oh, I'm a veritable tomb where other people's secrets are concerned, m'lady.
It won't affect us.
I hope not.
No, no. We're down to the bare bones as it is.
You're right. Things are positively frugal around here.
Yeah. Really feeling it this episode.
Have to go.
Yeah.
But remember, no talking.
M'lady.
Or tell it to Sprat to fuck with him.
I know. She literally told Danker, who's not the person to tell. Like, Danker would tell
anyone. Oh, no. Last night. Rebecca Downton and the crazy lady's coming back.
Daisy, fetch that coconut ice. I'd like Mrs. Hughes to try it.
Oh, boy.
Not very well.
Didn't do it.
To get to the subject.
Was he putting you off?
No, I wouldn't say that. But it was a difficult topic to arrive at.
Yeah.
Excuse
me. She's in the house.
Can help me. I've got a message for Lady Mary from the Dowager. She said it's urgent.
Oh no.
If you give it to me, I'll get someone to take it to her.
Lady Grantham said I was to put it into Lady Mary's hand.
What?
I'm sorry, miss, but we don't know you.
Yeah.
And Lady Mary isn't down yet.
I'm Ellen Gorse. I've just started at the Dower House. I've only got to give her an envelope.
She's lying.
Well, totally lying.
I'll take you to her room.
Oh my goodness, now she's sneaking in.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm sorry to bother you, m'lady, but the Dowager has sent a message for you. Apparently it's urgent.
I doubt it.
I haven't got it, m'lady. She sent a maid to put it into your hand.
How mysterious. Well, where is this mercury maid?
Hear me, m'lady.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Mrs. Hughes. We mustn't delay you. Can you send Anna up?
Of course, m'lady.
How dare you?
Dare more than you dare. Could have asked her to throw me out.
Why didn't you? It would only make things worse.
It'll be a lot worse when you're sprawled all over the centre pages of the News of the World.
Oh my God, lady. She got the nerve.
Can't you see that none of that stuff works with me?
She just bit old cracker on the teeth.
Gracious great lady. You think you're so marvellous, don't you? Your lot's finished. You're going down and we're coming up.
The working classes may be coming up, but I'd be very surprised if you are. Now, please, get out.
Can I have the money?
No, you'd only come back for more.
Suppose I gave you my word?
If I wasn't so disgusted, that would actually make me laugh.
I was just on my way up.
This is Miss Bevan, whom I was telling you about.
How did you get in here?
How do you think? I lied? Now you've got one more chance, and that'll be your last.
You must be a glutton for punishment. Now, Anna, can you make sure she leaves?
Certainly, m'lady.
It's good she got Anna involved.
Mr. Molesley's been on at me about my exams.
Ooh, I don't envy you. I can still cheer myself up by thinking at least I don't have to take any more exams.
But he's right.
I mean, same, Mrs. Patmore, same.
Oh, goodness. It doesn't look as if she'll be staying on at the Dower House.
No, I wouldn't have said she was a long-term prospect, Mrs. Patmore. Not very congenial, you see.
Well, hey, I wonder what was in that message.
Oh, my God. Mosley just dipping.
Mosley just walks in. That was such
that was
a good,
amazing.
That was
he was
so
like
good.
Dipping a cracker into, once dipping a biscuit into some tea.
Lay down the law.
He just looks so confused.
Of this area. I've seen it.
And then we got Mr. Clarkson and Isabel. Yes.
Do you not care?
I'll tell you what I care about. It's not complicated. I care about survival rates.
Mrs. Crawley, I'm sure you don't intend to be offensive.
No, but I intend to be truthful. I'm the almoner. I know the facts about this place as well as you.
So this isn't something Lord Merton has persuaded you into?
Lord Merton?
You remember him, surely, that famous fount of all medical knowledge.
Are they going to end up together?
I wish you luck with your fellow warrior.
Oh.
What is it they say? Rather you than me. Good day.
Oh, my God. I feel like they're gonna get them back together in this season.
Mm.
They're planting the seeds. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had him around.
Sergeant Willis is here.
What does he want?
Search me. He's in Mr. Carson's room. Mr. Bates is there already.
But surely if a woman's confessed, then that's the end of it.
Not quite.
Oh.
Inspector Viner thinks it may be a false confession. You do get people coming forward when they've nothing to do with it.
We're just hopping from one problem to another.
If she's one of his victims, people must have seen them together. Well, that's the point. They can't prove a connection. She says Mr. Green picked her up in a pub, but no one can corroborate it. Can't send her to prison if she's delusional.
Then why have you come here today?
Because I thought it was your right to know that someone had confessed.
How did she know Mr. Green would be in Piccadilly?
Well, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. She just saw him standing there.
Did he speak to her like the witness said?
He spoke. He belittled her.
Oh.
He laughed at her.
Oh, boy.
And she pushed him.
I believe she's telling the truth. And I'm certain it'll come right. Just keep the faith.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Well, that's pretty good news.
Yeah.
How stupid of him to come here before there was any proof.
Don't be harsh. He meant well.
Meaning well is not enough.
A letter from Rose to us all.
Oh.
How does she sound?
Hectic Rose? And happy.
She's going to be pregnant soon, that's for sure. Oh, she's in New York.
Lord William Mason's father is downstairs.
Oh, what does he want?
It seems the owners of the estate where he is a tenant are selling up.
Oh. What?
Darnleys are selling Mallerton. I find that very hard to believe.
So did he, my lord. But now there's to be an auction of the contents of the house on the 10th.
Wow. You astonish me. But what can I do?
He wonders if you could put in a word for him to keep his tenancy.
Well, How does he know that's not what they intend?
He's had a letter giving notice.
Oh, it may be a formality. They have to sell with vacant possession, but the new owners may well keep him on.
He just wonders if he could find out what his chances are.
Can't he ask them himself?
You'd be more likely to get a straight answer.
I hope it's not an
impertinence. I thought he wanted to give it to Daisy.
No. He was William's father. He's Daisy's father-in-law. He enjoys privileges at this house.
I thought he was just going to stay in that house
mind
forever.
Is Mason in the servants' hall? Give him a cup of something and I'll ring down if I can make contact.
Very good, my lord.
Guess that wasn't the way. I guess he was just leasing from the landlord.
So I guess.
I've heard they're selling. I might know someone who's interested, but I thought I'd check first.
Very ingenious. You would have made a good courtier.
I would not. Too much standing.
All right, back downstairs with Carson and, Ms. Hughes.
You don't think maybe you should start calling me Elsie?
Yeah, definitely.
That's her name?
Elsie?
That's her name?
I wish we could settle the date.
There's no rush, is there?
His lordship's ringing them now.
Oh my god. Everybody just shoves up.
I tell you to go. Not when you and your dad have put in so many years there.
They've given me notice, and I shall have some compensation. But in the end, I'm just a tenant, aren't I?
That's not how I
didn't know that.
Doesn't matter how you see it, that's how it is.
Okay, thank you for that little nugget. Thomas. Danker! Oh shit, Danker, what are you gonna do?
Gonna tell everybody that their jobs are on.
What's your mission today?
She's gonna stir the pot.
That's what she's gonna do.
Now, why would you say that?
I can't imagine.
No, I'm here to sympathize.
What did I just fucking say?
The household here is to be reduced. I am sorry.
Oh, what, my God, Danker. Oh,
she never disappoints.
She's such a dramatic.
Lost in, first out.
You don't know that.
Oh, I suppose it comes down to who's useful and who's ornamental.
Oh, fuck you, Danker.
Agree, Mr. Barrow?
If it's all right with you, Miss Danker, I'd rather talk to the organ grinder.
Oh, dear. I do hope I haven't cast a shadow.
What did you think you were doing? Sprinkling sunshine?
Yeah, no kidding.
By
Jesus.
The way, when did that new maid start?
What new maid?
She came here this morning with a message from her ladyship.
I haven't the first idea who that could
be. No, that's the library.
Oh, that's the library.
Mr. Mason, you better come up with me. Yeah. Andrew, what are you doing down here?
Mr. Moseley thought we might need more milk.
Well, get it then.
Mr. Carson? Did you know anything about staff being laid off?
It's not a subject for the here and now. Are you ready, Mr. Mason?
That wasn't a very good
Naturally, Sir John.
It wasn't
very
a great
upset.
Answer for yeah. Carson to give.
I should think he is. Unfortunately, they couldn't sell the estate without vacant possession.
So it's sold now?
Yes. At least they think so. And I have to go.
No.
Not necessarily. That would be the decision of the new owners.
I see. Well, thank you very much for putting in a word, my lord.
If I hear anything more, I'll make sure Daisy knows it. Thank you.
Oh.
So it's not new. So they're not kicking him out for new tenants. They're just going to say it's under new ownership.
Basically, whoever's buying it can decide to keep him on or not.
Okay. Did we also want to take a quick break?
Yeah, this seems like a middle-of-the-line time to do this.
Pretty damn close.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Okay, we're back.
All right.
Poor man.
Mr. Mason.
His future hanging in the balance at his time of life.
These are days of uncertainty.
And he's so old.
Spoke to him.
In a state. They're throwing in the towel.
Not that old.
He says once the debts are paid, there won't be too much left. Tim's emigrating to Kenya.
Wow.
Marion, to be separated from her only son, she'll hate that.
I said we'd go to the sale.
Do you want to?
Well, John's father and my papa were as thick as thieves. It might be nice to find a memento of the old boy. How is Granny?
Getting ready for a fight.
Run to Mummy Georgie.
Hello, darling.
It's Georgie.
I wish you'd stay out of it. Not least because she's bound to win. Nobody ever stops her.
What you mean is, no one has stopped her yet.
All right. We're back at Violet's, and Danker's doing some snooping.
Just tidying her ladyship's papers.
Oh, really, Danker? Really?
In a minute.
You're not a maid.
Mrs. Potter.
Oh, how very reassuring. The butler giving the cook an early warning.
What are you talking about?
No, I don't want to worry you.
Worry me with what?
Oh, my God.
Well, if you must know, there's going to be a shortening of the wages bill round here. But why burden ourselves? What can we do? Que sera, sera.
Are you trying to suggest in your usual maladroit fashion that our jobs
maladroit?
Are in
trouble?
Well, I hate to sound smug, Mr. Spratt, but I would suggest that her ladyship will always need to dress and undress.
Oh, well, a butler is a luxury. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
My advice, Mr. Spratt, is to live for the moment.
But not
we
for
none
her.
Of us
she
know
needs
what
a butler.
The future will bring.
She's old.
Oh, I've put your spectacles over there.
He's not going to go answer the fucking door.
Spratt, I'll have dinner whenever it's ready. Would you tell Mrs. Potter?
I will, milady. Although you could have rung for her yourself.
I beg your pardon?
Spratt! Oh, no.
Aloud, milady. I'm sorry.
What?
I was thinking aloud.
What? Is he like self-sabotaging now? What the fuck?
Sounds like it.
Decided what to do if that Miss Bevan returns.
Not yet. If I pay her, I've a blood-sucking vampire on my back for the rest of my life. If I refuse, I'm ruined.
Are you?
What would you do?
I know. It was so long ago.
It's 1925.
Don't be blackmailed, milady. I know it's easy to say, but don't.
I think I agree. If I'm strong enough, either way, my life's up the spout. And though I hate the idea,
you've been
of
ruined
scandal,
before. Look at you. You're fine.
Somehow the
I know that's
of
so true.
Is worse.
They even had proof.
The cheek of her. It was all I could do not to give her a slap.
The cheek of her.
Will there be anything else?
No. Thank you.
Give her a slap.
We
yeah,
may have
this
our
sucks.
Problems, the both of us. But we'll get through them.
Mary's like, I just wanted to have sex. My God, you people are so puritanical.
Could you spare me a minute?
If you like.
Come along to my pantry.
Oh,
Carson and Shatmorgan.
I have a feeling that we never quite got to the reason for your visit last night.
Oh, no. What made you think that?
Correct.
Only, I'm asking myself. Were you a messenger from Mrs. Hughes?
You could say that, yes.
You were on a mission for her?
Yes, it's true.
Mrs. Patmore, did she ask you to tell me she's changed her mind?
What? No. Well, not exactly.
Don't say that. Don't fucking say that.
Well, that is all very fine, but it's hard for me to talk about such things.
Now I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, be clearer.
Oh,
Jesus.
I have to look away. You see, she is a very proud woman, Mr. Carson.
I know that, and I respect her for it.
And she would never want to appear ridiculous in your eyes.
Nor could she.
No, but as your wife, she wonders if you would expect that she performs. Wifely duties.
That's the way. That's what you
don't
should have
wives
said.
Normally perform their duties.
What? Seriously, Carson?
Anyway.
You know what that means.
Well, he got it.
Okay.
He figured it out. It clicked. Oh.
Yes, that's it. I think we've got there.
I think we've got there.
She needs to know, if that's what you anticipate, a full marriage.
As opposed to...
Living a half together in marriage. Companionship, I suppose. In friendship. Warm friendship, I'm sure.
Okay.
Is that what she's offering?
Yeah, this is something they need to talk
warm
about.
Friendship.
She has to know what you expect.
Why? Just talk.
Just come to an agreement.
Maybe talk about the expectations of this marriage. Frankly.
Of course I do.
God.
Here with the Bateses, they're walking around outside.
At night.
It's very dark. Our dreams.
You mean your old dream of a house full of children? I'm sorry.
You can adopt.
Yeah.
It's the end of the self-pity.
There's a lot of children that need homes.
If they'll just leave us alone, I'll be happy whatever comes.
No, you won't.
What?
At least not as happy as you could have been.
That is not true.
Don't pretend to assume you know your husband's wishes and happiness.
Goodness gracious.
Okay, we're back with Carson and Patmore.
That was an awkward mission for you, if you like.
Oh, I'll say. I'm sorry if you're embarrassed, because I am.
I'm not embarrassed, exactly. I do not believe that embarrassment has much of a part to play when something is... as important as this.
Well, what am I to tell her?
Tell her this, Mrs. Patmore. That in my eyes, she is beautiful.
Aww.
Oh.
See.
You say she asks if I want a full marriage. And the answer is, yes, I do. I want a real marriage, a true marriage with everything that involves. And I hope I do not ask the indelicate when I send you back to relay this message.
Don't worry about me.
I love her, Mrs. Patmore.
Oh.
I am happy and tickled and bursting with pride that she would agree to be my wife. And I want us to live as closely as two people can for the time that remains to us on Earth.
Well, you couldn't make it any clearer.
Yeah, well, there you go. For you. Maybe you should have told it to her.
She feels that she must withdraw. So be it.
Oh.
But I could never have lived some Patagate friendship. Lie.
I didn't think you would.
That wasn't the answer I wanted.
It's worth. I wish you the best of luck, Mr. Carson.
This is something that they should have discussed in person together.
Long ago.
Yeah, before they got married.
Before the proposal happened. I wanted them to just have like a little friendship marriage.
Well, again, that was not very clear, was it?
I just hope you will be kind enough to
give me sufficient warning. We're with Sprat and Violet.
Oh my god, he thinks he's gonna get sacked.
So I may find myself alternative employment before I am cast out.
Oh my god.
You've clearly had a bad dream. And confusing it with reality.
I like that Violet's changed to blue.
Humor is
yeah,
the tonic,
light blue.
It is a matter
your favorite
of
color.
Some importance to me.
My brand.
So if you were talking about you, I couldn't understand you less.
Miss Denker has broken the news that the households here and at the Abbey are to be reduced.
Oh, shit.
I do not see how you can manage without a cook, a housemaid.
She needs to let go of Denker.
Which leaves me as the only candidate for removal.
Well, I believe many people
so conniving.
So I'm told.
Exactly. And all I ask is some warning when my time is up.
Yeah, well, leave this to me, Sprat. I will attend to it.
Leadership.
Jesus. I mean, yeah, Dinker
couldn't have told him he was safe for now? Yeah, Dinker is terrible. Fucking fire her.
So can I go to the auction tomorrow?
In the kitchen?
Why does Mr. Mason want to go himself? Won't it make him sad?
I think he's quite nostalgic. He's known the family all his life.
Well, it's bound to be upsetting.
Which is why I want to help.
No, I see that.
And the new owners will be there.
Well, of course they will. If we wanted to buy a lot of the stuff to make it convincing when they take over.
We'll be back in time for tea so I can do my work for dinner.
But how will you get there?
I've asked Mr. Stark if I can ride in the front of one of the cars.
Well, you've got a nerve, Mr. Carson. It's going to be Matthew like Good.
Even Mr. Carson can't always have it his own way.
Did you hear me? I'm sorry, what did you say?
I think maybe the new owners are going to be Matthew Good.
Really? You think so?
I'm guessing. I don't know. This guy's got to come back for some reason. Come on.
He does need to come back for something. Okay. We're upstairs now. It looks like crazy lady is coming in. A blackmail lady is coming in through the front door now.
Oh, shit. She's getting spicy.
God.
Lady Mary, it could be several hours. There's no point in waiting.
I will, all the same.
Thank you, Mr. Molesey. I'll deal with this. I have no desire to be rude, miss, but if you wish to see Lady Mary, I suggest you make an appointment.
What's going on, Carson?
Nothing to concern you, my lord. This young lady is leaving.
On the contrary, my lord. It'll concern you quite a lot, because I've waited for Lady Mary long enough.
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, boy. You know, she thinks she's going to shock him with this, but, like, truly, he's like, well, you know, Mary does this, so...
I expect to find the whole of the blooms, Grace said, curled up in a corner of the book.
I think Robert can have a fairly decent poker face when he wants to, so, I mean, we'll see how that plays out.
He would not be shocked. Like, I feel like he's going to be like, well, you know...
I mean, at this point, yeah, knowing Mary...
You know, she was married before this, and, you know, we just don't think that strictly about this anymore. So why don't you leave?
Why don't you do with the information what you will and get the fuck out of my house?
So Edith is in Aunt Rosamond's house, apparently in London, trying to sort out her London affairs, apparently.
It's looking like it.
Michael knew quite a few of them, actually. I met Virginia Woolf in this room, and Nicholas Strachey, although he didn't stay very long.
I wish I'd known your Mr. Gregson. Oh, we smiled at each other and spoke about the weather, but we never really talked.
Sometimes I feel I've been given one little bit of happiness, and that will have to do.
Oh.
From now on, my life will be all of a pattern.
Nonsense. You have Marigold.
That's true. So what do you think I should do?
Would you like a London life?
The fact is, I'd like a life.
Well, I won't speak against London. But remember, I had no children to make a country life sensible.
Whereas I have a child I can't acknowledge.
Well, London is a good place to raise your kids, too.
No, they couldn't care less.
Isn't that a relief? And then there's the museums and galleries and theatre.
Oh, people always talk of such things, but one only ever goes when friends come to stay. When's your train?
You're right. We should go.
But the question remains, what is your future? Hanging around Downton being sniped at by Mary. Charity work, traveling, publishing.
Goodness. What?
Well, that's the problem. I don't know.
That's what I was saying. She doesn't even like Mary. Like, why is she even there? Tom is gone.
I think London's calling.
Oh,
Mary was out somewhere. She's back now.
Why? What is it?
A young woman of most unappealing aspect has been asking for you.
Was her name Bevan?
I knew she was trouble.
She may cause trouble for me, but only because I've been foolish.
Oh, we can all be foolish, my lady.
You know, Carson, someday there'll be something I've done that even you will condemn me for.
I doubt that very much.
Did she say if she'll be back?
She never left. I tried to get her to go, but...
Where is she now?
In the library with his lordship.
Even when the person Dymaxed on top of me. Do you remember that?
Dymax! Yep.
Papa, I don't know what this person has told you.
Only the truth.
But I hope you're not giving
her He's writing it!
Not on my account.
Take it and go.
He's writing
One word.
Aren't you the lucky one? Then I suppose you always are.
She has a class issue. She is a very angry working class lady.
Enough.
I find I'm most disappointed in Tony Gillingham.
Don't be. He wanted us to get married. Our week in sin was just part of his plan to persuade me.
It was like a whole fucking week, which was...
Then why did you say no?
Because when it came to it, he wasn't right. At least not for me.
And you didn't think of George?
Of course I did. I thought of all of you. I just needed to be sure.
I suppose you were a widow after all and not a Deb in her first season.
But yeah. It's still not the way your parents would have behaved.
Oh, I don't know. If you believe what they write about the Edwardians these days.
Literally, Violet went off. Bevan.
I wasn't going to.
Violet has seen and done things.
So I suppose I'd have let her publish and be damned.
Rather tough on Tony.
No kidding.
Anyway, I'll telephone the bank in the morning and return your £1,000.
I gave her £50, and here's her signed confession to blackmail.
Oh, how my did you manage that? God.
I told her that she could either have £50 on condition of signing or leave with nothing and be reported to the police.
But how do you know she won't be back?
I said if anything were published or if we ever see her face again, I'd use it and she'd be prosecuted.
Oh, man, Robert.
Genius.
My darling papa transformed into Machiavelli at a touch. Will wonders never cease?
Is that a compliment?
Still out of pocket 50 quid.
Well,
I must
repay 1,000.
No need. It was money well spent.
Why?
To protect you.
To learn that my eldest child is a child no more and quite tough enough to run this estate. Indeed, she could clearly run the kingdom should
okay.
she be called upon to do so.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, that's
well, I
nice.
I hope you mean that.
Weird turn of events, but I'll take it.
He's like, you know.
And I'm more interested than ever to see who in the future.
You're adult enough to have a sex week.
To your exacting standards.
You're adult yeah. enough to do this.
Maybe no one. I'd rather be alone.
My daughter's adult enough
man.
To have sex with a guy and then
who
dump
is that
him.
Young woman yeah, right.
She can run this house.
Someone after money, usual thing.
Would you give her in?
Some. It was quite a good cause.
Not sure how those things coincide, but it's fine.
Oh, it's
yes,
fine.
She'll be home for dinner.
Wonder if she wants to come to Mallerton tomorrow.
It's a cute sweater.
Maybe we should
wearing.
All go. Mm-hmm. The fall of the House of Usher. We mustn't crow. We may be next.
Oh
boy!
Get
go
upstairs.
Downstairs.
You don't want to keep them waiting. I keep thinking of what you told me about what Mr. Carson said.
I should think so. So do I.
I'm sorry I put you through that.
It was difficult, I'll not deny it.
You think I should accept his terms and set the date?
Oh, no, no, that's your decision.
Yeah,
can
yeah.
Say
seriously,
very
lady.
When he spoke of you.
He avoided vulgarity then.
Vulgarity? Mr. Carson wouldn't be vulgar if they put him on a seaside postcard.
I do think
like
she would want to have sex with them. She
like
just was...
my age.
She was just being, she just wasn't secure in her.
No.
They could always work up to that, too. It's not like they have to start it so soon.
And I know, like this is something they need to talk about. They need to start getting a little physical with each other, get used to being close to each other, get used to, you know, some kisses and touches, you know, that's what they need to do. It's like, you don't need to just jump right into having sex with somebody you've literally never touched before. Like,
yeah. I mean, have they even like touched hands?
Like I'm sure
pinkies?
They've touched hands, but that's it. Jesus.
You know, you gotta make it around the bases before you get to home run. Like it takes time. It takes time
dude,
and communication.
Do it. You know, talk
which is
about
to have
it.
None. So you know what? They shouldn't even be getting married. You know what? Whatever.
I'm just get on.
Yeah, leave Miss Padmore alone. She's not enough for you.
We must get going if we're to look round before it starts.
So it's farewell.
Are they going to the auction, or where are they going?
Are you planning to turn up your nose at the new?
Yeah, they're going to the auction.
Oh, no,
God,
I just
Edith.
Don't
outfits.
Think
I'm drooling
quite so much in the future.
What a funny thing to say.
It's time to go forward, and I'm unmarried, so I must do it alone.
That sounds rather severe.
I think it sounds very positive.
I think it sounds great.
Thank you, Baxter.
Mr. Carson, when you said we'd know if there was a plan...
Excuse me while I see them off.
What? A plan what?
To let them go.
He doesn't seem that bothered, so it can't be that bad.
Oh, Baxter.
You and I both know that the worse it is, the less he'll want to seem bothered. Besides, they'll want to be rid of me anyway.
No.
So that's not true.
Yes, yes it is. You've seen how they want Andy to...
Thomas, the fact that they have not fired you yet...
is remarkable.
It's remarkable. I don't think you're going anywhere.
I mean...
Keep away from me. We got on very well when he...
What?
He could do something. You know, it's like they've had him for so long.
He's competent. He's...
Yeah, they're not just going to drop everybody that they have at once.
Yeah. Yeah.
First arrived, but now he hardly dares to talk to me.
I think this is all in your head.
No, it's not.
These two are good friends. It's so cute.
All right, Daisy's off to the auction. I think they're all going to the same auction, right? Or a different auction. Yeah, okay.
Daisy can go, obviously, because, you know, it's her father-in-law, so.
Oh, God.
We got Violet, Sprat, and Isabel.
I just took a chance. I thought you might be at the auction with the others.
I don't like auctions, especially when I knew the house in the old days. I hate to see people's things piled up in a heap, like so much rubbish.
Well, you and I differ when it comes to the importance of things.
Does it ever get cold on the moral high ground?
I wanted to come because I don't want us to fall out over the hospital. I need to be sure that we can disagree without there being any bad feeling between us.
Well, it depends who wins.
Shopping only do that
is
disagree.
You are confident of victory. Well, we shall see. Shall I ring for some tea? It's rather early. But I think we deserve it. I remember Malleton in the 1860s. Dear old Lady Darnley. Always liked to stuff the place with royalty. She was addicted to curtsying. How we laughed. It's sad to think about it. Ah, Sprat, could we have some tea?
Your ladyship.
It seemed a little chilly, yeah. M'lady, so I've brought you a shawl.
Oh, you are a wonder, Denka.
Oh, is she?
Shall miss
oh,
you.
She's really...
I
she's
shall
really
miss
buttering
you,
her up.
She said, sorry, to Denka.
Forget I said that. After all, nothing is settled.
she's talking with her.
I don't understand. I thought you told Sprat about the staff being cut back here and at the Abbey.
Well, I may have mentioned it.
Oh, well, as I said, nothing's decided.
But your ladyship couldn't manage without a maid.
Mrs. Crawley does, don't you? Indeed, I do. But I don't wish to upset poor Denka.
Oh, my God.
But Mrs. Crawley also manages without a butler, milady.
That is true, but I don't think I could break with tradition to quite that degree.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Getting back at Denka.
Your ladyship. Miss Dunkle?
Miss Dunkle?
That was pretty harsh. Come on.
That was hilarious.
Don't worry, Miss Dunkle. I've got a copy of The Lady Upstairs.
To put her ad in. Oh, my God.
You don't really mean to manage without a lady's maid, do you?
Certainly not. Sometimes it's good to rule by fear.
Oh, my God.
It's about space.
They're both just staring.
It's like, what?
Oh my God. Okay, auction time.
Auction time. Here we go.
I can hardly believe it. I used to come here all the time as a boy.
Sic transit gloria mundi.
Will you be as philosophical when it's our turn?
My goodness. All right. Oh my gosh, to have gone to one of these back in the day. Oh!
An estate sale of an estate like this.
I would be just in awe of everything.
They're selling everything.
Crikey.
This is John's grandmother, for God's sake.
You must think it's too large.
Too large for London?
They're moving to London.
Oh, they're going to London.
I'm so sorry. At least I hope it's what you want.
But it isn't. Not at all.
Oh.
You're having quite a clean sweep.
Well, we've kept a few portraits to make a decent show in the London house. But what's the point of storing the rest? This life is over for us. It won't come back.
I admire you. Too many people just hang on and hang on instead of facing things as they really are.
But we did hang on, I'm afraid. We hung on for far too long. And now there's nothing left. Learn from us.
Oh, my God. Learn from us!
There are the Hendersons.
Learn from
as
us.
They're falling.
London calling.
Is there anything you'd like to buy, or are we just looking?
I wanted to see the house as much as anything. I know this hall from Christmas parties and the like.
Oh, we both did that the exact same time.
A wedding present when Sir John got married. A gift from the tenant. I contributed half a crown to it. I had no beer for a week.
What?
Shame to see it sold.
I don't need anything.
That was for best of breed at the county fair. Won by a Holstein milker.
Oh, it's Chatswolf.
The Holsteins before he took over our farm.
It's Chatswolf.
That's them.
Oh, the dogs are weird.
Mr. and Mrs. Philip Henderson.
The ones who won't guarantee that he can stay on.
Yeah, Daisy, it's no need to...
I'm not having it.
Daisy!
Daisy!
Good.
Oh, my God.
I have to say something. It's not fair.
Oh, wow.
Who is this person?
Go, Daisy.
She's the daughter-in-law of one of our tenant farmers.
Excuse me, but are you the new owner?
I am.
So it's you who insists on serving notice to men who've given the whole life to the land?
Daisy?
You boot out families who've been here for generations. What gives you the right to do that?
Mrs. Mason, there's really no...
I'm afraid I don't think you're the man to tell me.
Daisy, pull yourself together. What do you think you're doing?
A man who sells his wedding presents. Do you know what it meant for a farmer to give half a crown? Or don't you
Daisy,
care?
Stop this at once.
I'm sorry, my lord, but no. Mr. Mason has given his whole life to this farm, like his father and grandfather before him, but where's the gratitude?
Mr. Henderson, I'm sure she doesn't mean to be rude. I hope.
Of course, you can't imagine that if I do keep on some of the tenants, her father-in-law would now be among them.
No, please don't be hasty. She's upset for old Mason.
Darnley, I don't find this sort of thing amusing. Good day, Mrs. Mason. You have not helped your cause.
Look, I'm speaking for myself.
Good day, Mrs. Mason. Now, will you excuse me? The auction's starting. I'm sure she didn't mean any.
Oh, God, what have I done?
I dare say
that went
off
so badly.
I wouldn't put money on it.
Daisy.
We should find our chairs.
That was not good.
That was...
That guy was not amenable to that.
Good afternoon.
That was the worst thing you could have done.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first lot consists
she really didn't
of
know
sporting prints from mid-19th
that Mr.
century.
Mason was going to get kicked
who would
out.
Like to start the bidding?
Yeah, it wasn't confirmed yet.
We shouldn't have. But I kept thinking of that pokey little house in Thurlow Square, and I couldn't see what else to do.
Oh my God!
We might have stored some of it in case one of the children starts up another house one day.
That's a dream. Face it. In 20 years' time, there won't be a house of this size still standing that isn't an institution.
This is a very depressing episode.
Oh,
jeez. This is happening.
Goodness.
We're in the drawing room. They've got coffee.
We are aggressively in the kitchen.
I'm sure it's not as bad as you say.
It was pretty
bad. Henderson will understand.
No,
it was pretty horrible.
I wanted to help, but it made things worse.
It was in front of his lordship.
In front of all of them.
That could prove awkward.
Thank you, Thomas.
You could dismiss me. I've got no one but myself to blame.
It won't come to that, Daisy.
What will happen to Mr. Mason now? What can he do? Try to find another farm to take on as tenant, but who'll let him, is it?
It's a good life, though, isn't it? Are you turning into a country boy, Andy? You'll have to let me show you around.
I think Andy can find his own way round. He looks sharp enough to me.
No, come in. Here.
Oh, my.
They were a minute ago.
Oh, the sheriff's back. Sergeant.
I'm sorry it's late, but I thought you want to hear. What? Shall we go somewhere private?
For God's sake, they've all lived with this as long as we have.
They've found a witness. They're meeting in the pub. They've tied them together. Her confession is real. This time it is over.
It's over!
Fina fucking Lee.
Oh, I can't believe it.
I shouldn't have come until now. I'm sorry. I should have waited.
Never mind that.
I'll go and tell his lordship.
But you both helped us when all hope was gone, and I'll not forget it.
I find it hard to acknowledge a debt.
Mosley and Baxter.
But we owe a debt to you.
Yeah.
Justice has triumphed. I'm not always convinced that it does, but it has tonight. We must go down at once. What can we give them to drink?
It depends how far you want to go, my lord. There's some Veuve Clicquot in a very cool part of the cellar.
Ooh,
it's
Not iced,
of course, but it would be good to drink.
Fetch it. Fetch 3-4 bottles. We must.
The family's happy.
We gotta drink some Veuve Clicquot and our Prosecco.
It seems so.
High tea.
And a happy ending.
Ooh. Yeah?
We should. Some champagne?
Yeah, for sure.
I know. Oh.
Here.
Yes.
Everyone, take a glass. Quick as you can, while I propose a toast. British justice, envy of the world.
I suppose if it comes out right in the end.
I could have done with the result a little sooner.
Amen to that, m'lady.
Andy, Daisy, go and fetch the gramophone. We never seem to use it now Lady Rose has gone.
Oh.
She didn't take it with her?
You did it.
No.
Only that she sent a message to Mrs. Bates, isn't it? She says she's sorry for leaving it so long to take the blame.
That's all very well.
Give her a message from me. Say, I forgive her. Wish her luck.
What will they do now?
She'll serve time for manslaughter. Yeah. She won't hang.
So Mr. Green goes on ruining lives.
But not your life. Not anymore.
I'm sorry for what we put you through, Mrs. Bates. I probably shouldn't say it, but I am.
You did no more than your duty, Sergeant Willis.
Well, that's we'll leave not you necessarily to it. True,
Good
but
night.
Okay.
Sleep well.
There's more wine if you finish this.
Put the gramophone on.
We'll sleep tonight, all right.
Hey.
Wait tomorrow without that rock on our chests.
I think I might go into Thirsk in the morning, visit some estate agents, start planning again.
Good idea.
Not for family. I'm afraid we can't plan for that.
You don't know that, though.
We're safe, and I have you. That's enough.
She could have been having miscarriages just because she's so fucking stressed out.
Yeah, did you think about that, Anna?
I love you for it.
And I love you.
Aww.
I mean, she could have just been having miscarriages because, you know, one third of every pregnancy ends in a miscarriage. It just happens.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Is this the refrigerator?
It is.
Oh.
Mrs. Patton.
The fridge.
No, of course she does.
There's cake in here.
Tomorrow.
Now, this takes me back. Did I ever tell you about our cook when I was a boy, Mrs. Yardley?
Many times.
She was quite a crosspatch, but she was always kind to me.
Let me take
she
out.
She let me hide down here when I was in trouble.
Ooh, those chicken wings?
Yeah, it looks like a chicken leg.
Sweets just for me. Rosamond was furious.
Oh, it is.
Jealous. Come to bed. Sorry, Carson, we shouldn't be here.
Oh.
In the kitchen.
All right, my lady. But I did want a private word on the question of Daisy.
Oh.
I've heard what happened at the auction, and I don't believe we can allow it to go unnoticed.
No, I suppose not.
It is a dismissible offence.
Oh, isn't that a bit harsh?
Yeah.
On the day of Bates's good news?
I'm sure she regrets it.
I dare say Guy Fawkes regretted trying to blow up Parliament.
Oh, my God, but that's not what she fucking did. Jesus Christ.
You know how to ensure there's no repetition.
Very good, my lady.
Yeah.
That's what you wish.
We're going up. Good night.
Good night, my lord. My lady.
Jesus, Carson.
Have you thought about where the Carsons will live after they're married?
Not really. I'd rather put it out of my mind. Will we have to call her Mrs. Carson?
Probably.
I'm not sure I can.
We have higher mountains to climb.
And you will.
Have you come to a decision about the hospital?
What sort of a decision?
I suppose I hope you can support Mama's efforts to keep control, or better yet, stay out of it entirely.
I can't stay out of it, Robert. It's too important. And your mother, incidentally, is rare.
Oh.
All of which adds up to a very trying spring and summer ahead.
Oh, seriously. This is already a very stressful season.
I suppose you thought there'd be no repercussions, what with Mr. Bates's news.
No. I knew I hadn't heard the last of it. I just want to know how bad it will be.
Bad enough, I hope, to make you feel small and foolish and immature and unable to control your feelings in an adult manner.
I feel all those things already.
But not bad enough for you to lose your place.
If it were up to me, it might be different. But her ladyship insisted on a second chance.
Thank you, Mr. Carson.
Don't thank me, thank her. Now get back to the party before I change my mind.
Oh.
Okay. Sergeant Stain.
Sergeant Stain. This guy's really enjoying the voov.
Right. Rejoin the
Maybe
others.
You should have an actual conversation.
Before we do.
Oh,
yeah, thank you.
Before we do, let's communicate a little bit.
I know I've been putting you off.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Patmore spoke of your conversation.
Yeah.
I knew she would. I hope we've not shocked you between us.
No, I'm not shocked.
I thought it better, to be honest, once you'd raised the matter.
I agree, much better.
I wouldn't want you to think that I'd inveigled you into an arrangement which was not what you'd expected.
I would never think that.
Right. Well, if you've had second thoughts, I think we should let the staff know in the morning. I won't make a big announcement. We'll just tell one or two people and let it come out naturally. There'll be a bit of a 9 days wonder, of course.
Why didn't you ask her how she feels? You're just assuming this.
You misunderstand me.
Yeah.
I was afraid I'd be a disappointment to you. That I couldn't hope to please you as I am now. But if you're sure...
I have never been so sure of anything.
Maybe you should share a kiss.
Well then, Mr. Carson.
Yeah, let's do a little kiss right now.
You need some intimacy between
you. Oliver Cromwell.
At least like a loving hug. Maybe a little pat on the butt.
Oh, he loves her. That means you love all... Oh, there they go. They're kissing.
Oh, there's the kiss.
Okay, that's good. Maybe if guys had done that before, it would have been...
Oh, and a kiss to the forehead. Yeah. Oh, and then a hug. Okay.
I understand that she was, you know, insecure about this for sure. Like, this is definitely something that... is, you know, it's scary. She'd never been married before. You know, she was insecure about it, but it is difficult to talk to your spouse, like your future spouse, about this in this time, I think.
I didn't mess up the recording by stopping the presentation, right?
Nope.
It's still fine. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean... I still kind of wish that it was more of just like a we're friends, but we're getting married type of situation, because that's just the vibe they gave off like all last season. But, you know, they could still turn it around. They could turn it around this season if they show a little bit more.
Affection
and intimacy a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, okay. Fine.
This is a tense season, it seems. People are worried about the changing of the letting go of many staff members. The great houses are starting to fall in the 20s. Things are really changing a lot more than people expect at this time. So it is a pretty crazy situation. Now, of course, I'm guessing Downton is still going to survive through it, but we're going to find out how, I guess.
We'll find out.
They got to be making money doing something. It seems that they just don't make a lot of money and they need to make more money.
Well, yeah, that's why they were having a lot of the land discussions and tenant discussions and like farmland.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, because I think that's where they're getting their money, honestly.
It is like they need to lease out parts of the entire estate in order to... pay for it. And it's really expensive. And I guess they're just not getting as many government like tax cuts as they used to, and that they still have to pay their staff living wages and everything. So it's definitely changing a lot for this class system in the UK. And it still is like ingrained in there. You know,
right.
So it's interesting to watch this change. And that's going to be, it's going to be an interesting season, I think. I did like this episode. Thought it was well paced. You know, things are moving forward for the new season.
Yeah. I agree. We had one dramatic thing kind of happen with the blackmailing.
Yeah. But that was thankfully like short and fixed. I'm glad it wasn't drawn out.
Glad that, yeah, I'm glad that wasn't drawn out. I'm glad they closed up the Bates thing because that was ridiculous. That was absolutely ridiculous.
And like I predicted, the whole them not having kids thing is the subject of this season. And I did say that last season. I was like, why didn't they talk about this instead of them, one of them being, you know.
Because they were saving it for the last season. I saw that, I don't know if this was just recently added, but on Amazon Prime, I saw the New Era movie. Is it the first one or is it the second movie?
I think it's the second movie.
Okay.
There's two.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited for the movies.
Me too. Me too. We're gonna live watch those together.
Sure.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be a long episode.
It's going to be such a long episode, dude. Oh God. Okay. Wow. Great start to the season. I'm excited. We are in the final stretch. We are on mile 20 of this marathon.
Thanks for that. Yeah. Really glad I'm not. Apparently today, last year, I ran 18 miles.
Oh, wow.
Really glad that I'm not still doing that because, oh boy.
That's quite a lot for your legs to be moving.
I was in so much pain at this time last year. So thankfully I'm not anymore.
Well, because I don't want you to steal my item, I'm gonna rate the show first. So don't even think about it, Alessandra. I already know what you're gonna say. Don't even say it.
I actually don't know what you're gonna say.
Say it. I know what you're gonna do.
I haven't even thought about it. I don't even know. Okay, I do have one. I do have one.
I give this episode 7.7. Hunting horns.
Oh.
out of 10.
I was not gonna say that.
You weren't? Okay,
good. I do also, I'm gonna give this episode 7.5 refrigerated chicken legs.
Oh, love that. Love that. Love that. You know what? I needed to see that. I needed to see Robert going down to the fridge for a midnight snack. Like, that's exactly what I need. These characters felt so real. Yeah. like this episode.
You know, I'm gonna give it an 8 turkey legs for that, just for that.
Like, fucking Robert getting chicken wings out of the fridge.
Yeah,
this Pat Moore just being like, this is awkward as shit, bro. Like, it's like, this is the way she was talking. Oh my god.
Miss Danker got like told to a little bit. That was good.
I love that. That was so good. Oh man, we did it. We started season 6. Here we go. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher, and on IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to follow our social media, we have Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Just search Abba the Popcorn or Abba the Popcorn Podcast. If you want to email us and say hello, you can email us at abbathepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. And we have some merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.